I think maybe some people will be listening for the first time in their life.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam having got three ahadees. What is the remedy?
Anil Hakim al-Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا بال يتوضأ وينتظف
رواه أبو داود.
Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would urinate and then he would make wudu, after wudu he would sprinkle some water on his private part. Sprinkle some water, spray some water with hand, and lifting up izar, lungi or tahban, then he will put some water on him. That is Abu Dawood. Other hadith from Abu Dawood and Nisa'i Sharif. Anil Hakam ibn Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha baal توضأ ونضع فرجه. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he would urinate and he would make wudu, he would sprinkle some water on his private part. Third hadith from Ibn Majah. An Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allamani Jibra'il al-wudu وأمرني أن أنضح تحت ثوبي لما يخرج من البول بعد الوضوء.
More clear hadith.
Zayd bin Harithah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that Jibra'il alayhi salam taught me how to make wudu. And he asked me that I should put some water on my private part under the garment, tahta thawbi, under the garment, for whatever drop of bowel released after wudu. After wudu, put some water on private part, that will remove the doubt. Yeah, maybe some drop, or it is maybe the water which I have poured on my private part. So this is makruh practice nowadays. We don't do it, but this is sunnah of Rasulullah. If you practice this, shaitan will go away from you. So that is remedy of this. The second masala. Whenever we press mark, shaitan again creates problem in our belly. Or doubt, maybe wudu is broken. Maybe wudu is broken. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us hadith. Wa Nabi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala, idha wajada ahadukum qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إذا وجد أحدكم في بطنه شيئا فأشكل عليه أخرج شيء أم لا فلا يخرجن من المسجد حتى يسمع صوتا أو يجد ريحا. رواه مسلم.
This is in Muslim.
أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told, when anyone of you find something in his belly and then he doubts, and it is not clear to him whether my wudu is broken or not, something has gone away or not from my belly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he must not go out of masjid until one of these two things happen. You listen the sound of your breaking wudu, or you smell. If any one of these things happen, then your wudu is broken, otherwise not. Don't respond, Shaitan. Shaitan is creating a problem. That your wudu is broken, you have to go and make another fresh wudu. Prophet ﷺ said, from these two things, check whether you have heard the sound of breaking of your wudu or smell. If nothing happens, be sure your wudu is okay. That is Shaitan giving you problem. Third one. Young people, whenever sexual desire comes, they release from their primal parts some sticky stuff, white like watercolor. Sticky stuff is released from their private part, from private part. This is called madhi. In Arabic, in Islam, Islamic terms, madhi. What to do if it happens? There is no exception. Whether you are Muslim or 1400 years after the Prophet ﷺ or at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ. Because Sahaba, they also faced the same problem. It is in hadith, listen. An Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال كنت رجلا مغذى فكنت استحيي ان اسال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمكان ابنتي فامرت المقدار فقال يغسل ذكر ويتوضا. متفق عليه. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that I am a person who released this stuff, madhi, occasion, or many times, madhva is many times, but I could not ask Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because his daughter was my wife. He would feel shy. So he told, I asked Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahabi, another sahabi. And he was son-in-law of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then you ask Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what to do. He told, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Yaghsil dhakara. Wash your private part. And wayallahu anhu. And make wudu. That is it. Washing your private part means making istinja. And wudu thereafter. That is enough. It means with it, wudu is broken. Wudu is broken. But you are pure. You have to make fresh wudu for salah. That's it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell that you have to wash your pants, underwear, clothing, something. Silent. Whenever Prophet is silent, Allah is silent. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, don't ask Allah. Allah does not forget. If He does not tell you anything, does not forget. It means there is no need to wash your clothing or your pants or your underwear or shalwar. No. Only private parts and then they go. Now another important thing, some people, they are facing problem of enlarged prostate, and this happens normally after 45 years of age, 50 years of age, their prostate enlarges, and urine drops comes in as he goes. What to do in this case? Some people, they check their crops are finished, stay longer time in restaurant. 15 minutes, half an hour, 10 minutes, until if they are in masjid, salat is over. They miss their salat in jama'ah. That is a problem with those who have prostate problem or diabetic people also. Diabetic person also faces the same problem, urine problem. He cannot control sometimes. What to do? About 7 or 8 years back, I was in Haram, Makkah al-Mukarramah. And after Salat al-Maghrib, one Shaykh, Abdul Rahman al-Rahilan, he would give lecture. Still he gives lecture, alhamdulillah, after Salat al-Maghrib in Babul Ghulam, inside the Babul Ghulam. I attended the lecture. And after lecture was over, the same question was asked to him by a person who was listening to his lecture. He replied, if someone has this problem, he should do fresh wudu for each salah and he should take clean clothing. Then wash your private parts and use clean clothes for salah. If during salah drops goes out, don't worry. Don't worry, this is not your problem. Allah has made it for you. And Allah said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Keep your duty to Allah so long as you can. As much as you can. And this is beyond your capacity. He also said, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not give. Allah does not bother anyone beyond his capacity. He quoted 2-3 verses from Quran. So he said, don't worry, keep on praying salah. Your salah is valid, good, as a healthy man. But for next prayer, you have to wash yourself, use new clothes, new means washed clothes, and then pray salah. It means this person has to make wudu for each salah after cleaning. I added 2-3 more things to facilitate us, ourselves, those who are living in USA or any other place. Every time using new shalwar, new pants, new underwear, it is harder. You can protect your shalwar, your pants, by using underwear and change underwear for each salah. If you want to have more ease, then use tissues, some tissues. Put some tissues, paper towel, in between your body and underwear. Then your underwear will be safe. But still, it cannot be safe. If you need more safety, then put some something. When you buy stuff from grocery store, on which you have bring stuff out. Paper bag, plastic bag. Yeah. You bring stuff out in plastic bag. Cut out plastic bag, 3x6, 3x6 or 4x8, as you wish. Then put this plastic in between your underwear and your towel paper. Your underwear will be safe. Then you have to throw only plastic bag. This is the way. But if Allah has given you money, you can use diaper for Islam. Use diaper for Islam, new diaper. It will be about $1, no not more. After this, another person asked question, if someone has a reed going out, means wind going out, passing out from his private part, and he cannot control, he replied the same thing. Make fresh wudu, pray salah, let wind pass, nothing happens, your wudu is not broken. Keep on praying salah, it is up to you. You are not responsible for that, you will be okay, 100% okay. During salah, if this is sickness, remember, not out of sickness. If you are not sick, then wudu is broken, salat is broken. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone's wudu is broken, he should go and make wudu and come back and start the salat on the same place where he left. Condition is that you should not talk to someone. If you have to talk to someone, then you have to start from the beginning of your salat. So this is another thing. Some people, they have this problem, men and women. They cannot control their wudu. Their salat is over. The other person asked another question, that if I am in hospital and I cannot pray salat, can I pray all the salat together when I come back to home from hospital? He said, no, never. Pray salat in hospital. If you are on bed, if you are not able to make wudu, do tayammum. If you are not able to make tayammum because of your many things fixed in your body, then pray salat on time. And if you cannot pray with your gesture of hand, then gesture of eyes. And he recited the verse, إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. This salat has been prescribed on the believers with the fixed time, not over time. Quran says, if you do not find water and you are junub, impure, sexually impure, then do not find water, make tayammum and then pray salat. فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ. Make tayammum and pray salat. You cannot delay salat. So if in the state of junub, you cannot delay salat, how can you delay salat in hospital? Then you are not in junub. So this masala should be told to everyone. Anyone who is in hospital and you visit him, tell him, pray salat. Whatever condition it is, you pray salat, Allah is going to accept. And last one, for about the ladies. I delivered this khutbah last month in South East Goa. My wife told her that you did not tell any masala about the woman. All the masala are about women. So I added this masala, that women, Allah has created them like that, that they have monthly course, monthly period. And that is about 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days. So in these days, they are exempted from salat and fasting. But they have to make up fasting, not salat. But some ladies, they suffer from bleeding more than this. More than this routine. And sometimes throughout the month. In hadith, more than 10 women reported this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he answered, don't pray salah, don't fast during your menstruation days. And if you don't know, then those days whose are in routine, your menstruation days, 7 days, 6 days, 8 days, after that you have to pray salah. You have to make fresh wudu. Clean your body, make fresh wudu and pray salah. This will not stop you from praying. And also he mentioned the difference of women. This blood and that blood. In hadith it is that period is normally black or red blood comes. After that, color is yellowish or brownish. Rasulullah has told us this. Everything is in hadith. It is up to us to learn or not, or to let you know or not. So Rasulullah told the ladies also. But he said, وَتَوَضَّئِ لِكُلِّ صَلَاةٍ. You have to make wudu for each salah. Fresh wudu for each salah. But if you are combining both salah time, you are traveling, combine both salah, there is wudu. Rain, in the masjid you are praying both salah together, it is okay. Sometimes tahajjud salah and fajr is too close. You are praying both together, it is okay. So, this wudu will allow you to pray your salah, including sunnah and nafar. It does not mean that only fard. So you have to pray. So these are masail you have to know, and we have to tell our wives, our friends, those who are facing this problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us faith to practice on these things and check with the scholars if you have any problem. Don't spend your life without asking and in your knowledge. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من سائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى يرضى عن التقين
الله تعالى أعلى وأرضى وأعز وأكرم وأتم.
الله يعلم ما تصنعون.